to Shem and continue next tape. You're holding Daf Yud. The just last Gemara was a continuation from the Gemara before. Again, the Shaila was originally, if you have two mouses came, and one took chometz and one took matzah, and in front of them were two houses. One was a house that had a bedika done to it, and one was a house without a bedika done to it. So he said a svara that we say the mouse that took the chometz went into the house that didn't make the bedika, and the mouse that took the matzah went into the house that made the bedika. And we brought a raya from Truma that we say the same thing by Truma and Chulam. We say the Truma went into Truma, and the Chulam went into Chulam. Then the Gemara Sakasha though, but when do we say this for? By Truma, only by Truma the Rabbonin. And this is a svar, if it's only Nisa the Rabbonin, we go to Kula to say that the Truma fell into the Truma, and the Chulam fell into the Truma. So the Gemara, of the Chomitz, the Raisa, the Yamrinan, but the Chur here, we're talking about that the Akfar, that the mouse, took real Chomitz into your house. So Chur, then there's a Shalom of Nisa the Raisa, being over by you, over by your Motzai, and why should we be told to say that the house that had the bedika, only the matzah came in? No, maybe the mouse that had the chometz brought it in there. And for the Gemara, Oto bedikas chometz diraisa? Are we talking about a case that the bedika is to mekayim a mitzvah diraisa over here? Like to say the person didn't do anything, is only making the bedika? The rabbonani, and for the Gemara, no, we're talking about a case that the bedika is only mid rabbonin. Why the mid diraisa bebito biyal mesagile? That the yotzes didn't diraisa. Not to be over by your own, by your matzah, it's enough that he should make bittul. The way Rashi learns, bittul belev helps stam you decide in your mind, as if the chometz means nothing to you, and it's a din like it's not in your rishus, so you're over by, you're makayim the mitzvah tashbisu, and you're not over by your own, by your matzah. But still, midi rabbonin, there's a chiyuv to make your bdika, so since the chiyuv to check out your house is only midi rabbonin, in the rabbonins we say this svarim, that if you have two houses, one had a bdika and one didn't, and now two mouses, one come in with chometz, and one comes in with matzah, so you have a right to go to Kulu to say that the house that had the bedika, the stomach of the matzah went into that house, and therefore you would not be mechuyev to make another bedika. Yeah. Now, the shalah had his bittul help here. The chura, the ak for the mouth comes in, the chometz doesn't belong to you. So it's not your chometz. First of all, why are you over by your matzah altogether? The chura, it's not your chometz. You brought in somebody else's chometz. Maybe you'll say you brought it into your house and you asked his kaina. But the Chur is a svar, a person for sure does not want to be kind of chometz and befrat an erev Pesach. Chur, you have to say either it was the person's chometz from before, or else you have to, there's a right to the Geror Shita that the Vilna Gaon learns that chometz that belongs to Yisrael, really there's a chiv upon everybody to destroy it. Because whoever sees that chometz is over by Yerobah Yimotzei. Whoever's reshus that chometz is in, that person is over by Yerobah Yimotzei. So yeah, we have to be afraid that the mouse is bringing in a Yiddish chometz into your rishus. So you'll be over by your own, by your motzei. Some of the most have meaning that the bedika to check it out is to be for the raisa dikadin, not to be over by your own, by your motzei. And the Gemara Teretz says no. We're talking about when the person made bittul. If the person made bittul, the pshat is that he does not want this chometz to come into his rishus. So it doesn't belong to him. It's not in his rishus. Therefore, he's not over by your own, by your motzei. Only a drabbanon de kechiv. And at the Rabbanu, we say Shani Yoyme. So the Gemara now another Shaila. What about Tzibur Echot Shel Chometz? If you have one bundle of Chometz in front of your house, there's a whole pile of Chometz there. On Erev Pesach, or Lufon of Beis Batim, Bedukim. And in front of this pile of Chometz, there are two houses, and both owners made already a Bedika last night. Like on the night of Erev Pesach, they both made a Bedika, they checked out the house. Now in the morning on Erev Pesach, the Yosa Akfor and the mouse comes, the Shokal and takes a piece of matzah, and walks into one of these two houses. V'lo yadinun ilahai oil, ilahai oil. We don't know into which house the mouse went. Did the mouse go into the right house, or did he go into the left house? What's the halacha? Are both houses, both the Bible and both owners, mechuyev to make another bedikah, or only one, or else neither of them? And for the Gemara, Hainu shnei shvilim. This is the same halacha that applies to the halacha of two roads. Shnei Shvilim, two different roads. We'll soon see. The Tznan we learned. Shnei Shvilim, if there are two different roads, two different highways, Echot Tomev Yechotor, on one highway, there is a mace buried there that goes straight across the whole highway, so whoever goes over that road is Tomei. He is Mahel Al HaMace, he's Tomei. Yechotor, and the second road, we know, does not have any mace buried there, So if you walk over that road, you're completely torn. Now the case here was Boholach B'yechod Mehen. One person, Reuven, went down one of the two roads. He doesn't know which road he went, if he went down the Talmudic one or not. The Yosef Tyrus. And after he went over the road, he went home and he touched Truma, he touched Kachim, he touched Tyrus. Now the Shiloh is, are those Tyrus Tomei or not? Now another thing happened was his friend Shimon also traveled that day. And his friend Shimon went down the second road. Again, we also Tyrus. And when Shimon went home at night, he also touched Tyrus. He also touched Truma Kodshim. Now the Shiloh is, these two people, are they Tomei or not? Is Rabbi Yehuda Weimer? Rabbi Yehuda says, the loch is like this. Imni shalu ze bifnei atzmoi, vize bifnei atzmoi tohirim. If each one goes to a special rov and asks his rov, what's the loch? He'll ask him, today I walk down a road, I do not know if this road is Tomei or not, and at night I touched a Tyrus. Are these Tyrus Tomei or not? Is the loch of the rov will say your Torah? So Rashi learns why, because these roads are in the Rishus HaRabim, and the klal is Sofik Tumah, Rishus HaRabim is Torah. Anytime we have a doubt, if you became Tomei or not, if you're in a Rishus HaRabim, which means there are more than three people around them, we learn out from the loch of the Saita that you are Torah. Here also, it's a Sofik if you Tomei or not, so in the Sofik we say you're Torah. Another trap would be, Yastam Yishtol Nechazoka, since the person is Becheskes Tyra, and we only have a Sofik if he went through a Tomedic road or not, so it's Chazoka, we say he's Torah. Now, what about in Mishalu? Shinehem Bevasachas. Let's say both of them, these two people, Reuven and Shimon, both come to the Rav the same time, and both ask their shalas the same time, is a locha tomei. Then the Rav has the paskins de tomei. Why? Because it's like a joke to say they're both Torah, because we know for sure one of them is tomei. We just don't know which one. Now, Tosfos learns pshat here, the second Tosfos, Nira dahainu midi rabbonin. This din that we say we have to be metama both of them, it's only midi rabbonin. The midiraisa, because really the svara should be midiraisa, afilu bavasachas torim. Even though they both asked the question together, so what? But like Rashi says, that the klal sofi tumma b'shus rabbin is tor, or else both of them have the chazokah, so they both should be tor. Because midi rabbonin, it looks like a joke to say both are tor, since we know one went through the road as tomei. Therefore, midi rabbonin, when they both come to ask the shalom together, the rav cannot say they're both tor. Therefore, the Rav has to say, yes, you're both Tomei. To say one is Tomei, that's also a joke. We don't know which one. Therefore, we have to say both are Tomei. That's the way Rabbi Yehuda learns. Rabbi Yossi says, Benkach lo Benkach Tomei. No, even if they ask separately, still he holds the Tomei. And since we don't know which road you went through, but if each one is like a suffix, and maybe you went through that one, and the front 2 years, so one for sure went, it's like a Tchazik Yisura, one for sure went over that road, therefore we have to say you both Tomei. Omar Rava v'itemer Rabbi Yochanan, but Rava said over the name of Rabbi Yochanan, like this, this is the Machlokes, that the Vasachas Dibri Hakol Tomei, I'll tell you no, if they both, Reuven and Shimon, come to ask the Shiloh at the same time, Avada, the Rav has to say you are both Tomei. Let's say first Reuven asked the question, and then later Shimon asked the questions, then Dibri Hakol Tomei. Rabbi Yochanan learned that even Rabbi Yossi is made in such a case Yitor. Hey, since each one has a Cheskes Tairam, or for each one there's the Kalal of Sofet Tumah Rishus Rabin is Tor, so Avada for both of them we say they're Torim. Le'nechleku, where is the Machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi? Le'nechleku, they only argue, Ela Babo Lahashil Olav V'Yal Chaveroi. Where one of them, Reuven, comes, only one comes, but he's coming to ask the Rav the Shaila for himself and for his Chaver. He's coming to ask, what's the locha for me, Reuven, and what's the locha for my friend, Shimon? Here's the machlokes. That Rabbi Yossi, mad milay lebasachas. Rabbi Yossi says, this is similar to the case where both of them are asking together. Since Reuven, he's asking for him and his friend, even though his friend is not here, but since he's asking for both of them, it has the locha like he's asking for both, and we have to say Tomeo, we cannot say Torah, because it looks like a joke to say both are Torah, since like one of them for sure went over that road, it's Tomei. For Rabbi Yehuda says, no, still they're both Torah. Mad milei lezeh achazer. He still says, it's similar to the case of where one asks first, and then his friend asks. Hey, since they're both not here, so the Rav like says, you're asking me a question, even though you're also asking me for your friend, who said, let's not look at your friend, let's just look at you. For you alone, you have a suffik. If you went over the road, it's tamei. It's a suffik tumah rishus rabim. So therefore, we go lekula. That's the way Rabbi Yechidin would learn the machlekes. And lalocha, we hold like this also, that if both the two people ask the shayla at the same time, the rov has the paskin that they both have to make a bedika. But if they ask zeh achazer, then we could go lekula to say neither of them have to make the bedika. And Rashi says the pshat is here, the chivun the bedika is chometz the rabbonin, is talinun lekula, v'yamrinon sveikoi muter. Therefore we say min asofik it's muter. V'iva v'asachos to boish neim tzrichim bedika. If they both ask together, even though it's only mid rabbonin, we have to go lekumra. But if they ask zeh achazer, since it's only a sofik and an issa the rabbonin, we go lekula. In other words, Rashi needs this, because before Rashi said that why by Shnei Shvilim are we Mekol? Because there's a klal of Sofik Tumma B'Shus Arabim. That's why we'll Mekol. Mashman, without that klal of Sofik Tumma, we would not be Mekol. So why here by Chometz are we Mekol? So Rashi has to say, by says we're talking about, we have added the person made a bittel. So he's not over by Yeru or by Yimotze Midraisa. It's only Yishal in the Rabbonin. In the Rabbonin we go to Kula. Here's the Moravaita. Sofak oil, Sofik loy oil. You have a suffix, we have a doubt, if the mouth that came with the chometz, did he come into the house or not? Like Rashi says, Roa akvor shenota chometz bechotzen. We saw the way the mouth came in the front yard and took a piece of chometz. V'habayis bodik. Now before this, you made a bedik in your house last night. Ven yuduim nichnas im lo nichnas. We do not know, we do not see if the mouth came into the house or not. Do we have to have in doubt that maybe it did come in and to make another bedik or not? So the Gemara says, "Hainu bika." This is the same halacha about a bika. Rashi says the bika means harbe sodis hasmuchim yachad kori bika. If you have a lot of fields, one next to another, that's called like a bika, like a valley. Uve plukta the Reb Lezer Rabbonin. It's telling the machlokes between Reb Lezer and the Rabbonin. Fitznan, we learned, hanichnas lebika b'moisa geshomim. If somebody walks into these fields in the winter, in the a rainy season. Now in one of these fields, there's a tomei, means there's a mace buried there. And if you walk in that field over the mace, you would become tomei also. The Omar Echot, now one person said, Holachti b'mokim halaz. I walked through these fields, I went through this bik, I went through this valley, but v'eini yodei, I do not know, im nechnasti b'oise soda v'im loy nechnasti. I am not sure if I went through that field, that special field, that has the mace buried there or not. So this is called the Sofak oil. He has in doubt if he went into that field at all. So what is the halacha? Rabbi Eliezer mitayr. Rabbi Eliezer says in such a case, he's tor. Even though in the Mois HaGeshomim, in the winter months, it's the Rishus HaYochid here, that nobody walks through these fields in the winter months, Rashi says, because it's growing already. The wheat is growing already, and when the fields are growing, nobody walks through them. So it's considered the Rishus HaYochid, that really the klal is Sofik Tumah. If you have a doubt, if you became Tumah in a Rishus HaYochid, is Tumah. But here Reb Lezer says no. Sofak oil is like a Sveik Sveika. You're not even sure you went into the field altogether. And then if you did go into the field, you're not even sure you touched it. So where it's like a Sveik Sveika, like two doubts, Reb Lezer says do your Torah. The Chavim say, no, Yitomei. Since it's a klal of a Sofik, Tumah B'Rishus HaYochid, Mid HaSofik Yitomei. So Jizok Tomorrah, Shrei Reb Lezer, when Reb Lezer used to say, Sofik Bia Tor. If you have a doubt whether you went into the field altogether, and then there's another doubt if you touched it or not, so you Tor. But Sofik Mage Tumah Tomei. But let's say for sure you went into that field. It's only a doubt whether you touched the mace or not, then even Reb Lezer is moider that it's Tomei. Since it's a Sofik Tumah B'Rishus HaYochid, you go l'chumra. So Rashi learns here, Rashi v'gabi batim, and Rashi says a chiddush. Negeit ha'avu shel in the Gemara by a house. If you have a doubt whether the mouse came into the house at all or not, so Rashi says, see, afid the rabbonim moida. Even the rabbonim would be moida that you would not have to make a bedika. The yechiv of the bedika has chometz, the rabbonim talil l'kula. Since we're talking about our whole sugi here, it's only yechiv mid the rabbonim to make the bedika, because for sure you already made bittel. So since it's only yishal and the rabbonim, even the rabbonim will be moedim that a sofek you go lekula. Toisvis asks the question a little bit different, like the third Toisvis. Toisvis asks sofek oil sofek oil hanabika teimul ari. Mashach l'dumi l'bika. How can we say this is similar to the case of a valley? By bedikas chametz, even with one suffix will go l'kula. Could there mean l'yel, like we said before? Before we were talking about a suffix tumah b'rishus harabim, the klal is you go l'kula. And the way Rashi learns by bedikas chametz, since it's also only with the rabbanon, you go l'kula. So ha'ocha, now in our case here, the shalav of this dikah is a rishus ha'yachid. That's why there's a tzad to be machmir. So that's a modna, ba'ocha madmir l'safi tum rishus ha'yachid. And here the Gemara seems to say that bedikas chometz is doim to the case of rishus ha'yachid, that minasafi you should go l'kula. You should go l'chumra. That's the way Tosis asks. Ve'nechnami, the way Rashi learns, maybe it's a terrorist to this, but the way Rashi learns that the Gemara really doesn't mean to say it's totally net machlokes. It just means from that machlokes we see that even the ones that are machmeroni, machmer to shalom is a diraisa. Mashiach can hear by bedikas chametz, according to both of them, we should go lekulut to say that since the house is becheskas boduk, and you have a suffix if the akfer went in or not, so really it's like a sveik sveikum, we have a suffix if he went in altogether or not. And even on the tzad that he did go into the house with the chametz, maybe he ate it up. So therefore, for sure, we would go to Kule and say you do not have to make another bedikah. Mora says weiter. Oil ubodak v'lo yashkach. What about you saw for sure that the mouse went into your house with a piece of chametz, and you went after him and you checked out your house, you made a bedikah the way you're supposed to, but you didn't find the chametz. What's the halacha? Could you stop here right now, or do you have to keep on looking? So Gemara says, "Pluk to the Rav Meir Rabbonin." This is the machlokes between the Rav Meir and the Rabbonin. The Tanan we learned, "Hoi Rav Meir Oimer, kol dovo shebecheskas tuma." Anything that is a cheskas tuma, in other words, so Rashi says, talking about the Masechta Nida, gal tomei, you have a hill of stones that for sure there's tomei there. Shenesarav al shnei gal got mixed up with two other hills that are torim. Now both kuvachen meyam benim to tor, who tor or shneim tomeim. If you checked them out, and let's say you checked out all three of them, and you did not find any tumah altogether, so it's a machlokes that Rav Meir says the other move to Moshiach Yod Lachua Tumah Hechini. So if you checked out these three bundles and you don't find the tumah, he still says the tumah is there someplace, and you have to keep on checking it out. They're both tumah. They're all tumah. The Chachamim say though, no, Boydik, you have to check out, look for the tumah. Achi Megila Tela, check out on the ground until you come to a stone. Oyla karka basula. Russia come to ground, karka basula. Basula means like an isha basula that was never touched. If you dig under the ground and come to ground that was never touched yet, you don't have to dig further. You don't have to check any further. So you see, according to Chachamim, you just check as much as you could, and that's all. But according to Rabbi, you know, even though you checked as much as you could, you can't go lekula. You keep on having to check more and more. So Rashi says here again, like Yeshita, Rashi says, "V'gabi bedikas chametz, afilu l'Rav Meir, even according to Rav Meir, amrinan akver or ochlo, the bedikas chametz to Rabbanin." Again, even though the Gemara really said this should be totally in this machlokes, but it's not really. Rav Meir is only machmer over there with tumim midiraisa, even though you checked under the three stones, the three different piles, but since we know for sure at one time there was vaday a tumah there, you have to keep on checking. But here, it's only a bedikas chametz midirabbanin. So even though you saw the way the mouse came into the house, but since you checked the house again, even though you didn't find any chametz, you're allowed to go to kulam. Since it's only midirabbanin, you can go to kulam and say mistama that the act for the mouse ate it up. What about oil ubodak biyashkach? You saw the mouse go into your house, and you went after him and you made a bedikah, and you thought you found a piece of bread. Rashi, nichnas akfalufanenu, we saw the mouse go in the house in front of us. Ubodak balabais achrav, the balabos ran after him. Viyashkach prusan, he found right away a piece of bread. Then your day the balabos does not know, imzehi imlat, is this the same piece of bread the mouse brought in or not? So do we say you still have to make a bedik, you still have to check out the rest of your house, or else no, you don't have to, you can go to kula. Sumara says, plukto de rabbi rav shimon gamliel. This is a machlokes between Rebbe and Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. The Tanya we learned, Soda shenevad bo kever. You have a field that one time they buried the mace there, and later when they came to look, they forgot the spot where he was buried. They forgot, like never, the kever was lost in the field. Halacha is, anichnas b'toychei tomei. Anybody that walks into this field now is tomei, because we have to be afraid, any part of the field maybe is the place where the mace is buried there, and you walked over the mace, so you have a tumas mace on you. What about nimso bo kever? Let's say later we talk of found where a kever, where a mace is buried there. Then we say hanichnas letoicho. If from now on, if anybody walks into this field, tohor. If he only walks on the other part of the field, not on the part where we found the mace, so the rest of the field we say is becheskas tohor, and the person is tohor. Why? Shani yomer, because we have a right to say kever shovad hu kever shenimsa. The first kever, the first mace that was buried there, that we lost the spot where he was buried, now that we found the mace buried there, we have a right to say this is the one we lost before. Divre Rebbe, that's Rebbe Shita. So the same halach would apply here by Bedikas Chametz. If you went in and found a piece of bread, you have a right to say the piece of bread we found now, this is the piece that the mouse brought in, and you do not have to make another Bedika. But Rebbe Shimon Gamliel says, Tivdoi kol asadakula. No, you still have to go and check out the whole field. Even though you found a mace buried here, right now, this part of the field, you have to be afraid. Maybe there were two mason buried there. Maybe this is not the one we lost before. And therefore, we still have to check the whole field if there's another person buried there or not. So the same thing here by Bedikas Chametz. According to him, even though you found a piece of bread, still you have to be afraid. Maybe the piece of bread, the akfa, the mouse brought in, is hidden someplace else in the house, and you still have to go around checking for it. Yeah. Weiter. Let's say like at night you finish making your bedika, the leil of Arbosu, you made a bedika chametz, and you had a bundle, you have 9 pieces of bread, and you put them down. Umotza yud, in the morning when you wake up, you find 9 pieces of bread there. What's the halacha? Is plukta the Rebbe v'Rabbonin? The Gemara says the tongue of machlokes between Rebbe and the Rabbonin. The Tanya, we learned like this. Heniach mona. Somebody put down a mona, $100. So Rashi says, show Meister Sheni. Somebody in his house had moyes, money of Meister Sheni. He had fruits that were grown, and he's supposed to bring it up to Yerushalayim. So instead, he was paid with it on money. He has the money. So he put down in the drawer $100 worth of Meister Sheni. Umotso Masai. He came back the next day to the drawer, and he found $200 there. What's the locha? Do we say just an extra $100 came here, or not? So the first man yam holds chule no meister sheni merovim zebuzer divrei Rebbe. Rebbe Tak holds we have a right to say the first $100 of meister sheni is still here. You have $200 here now. You just added another $100, but the first 100 is still here. So be the same aloha bayos where you put down 9 pieces of bread and in the morning you found the 10th piece. Would say that 10th piece was just added there. That the first 9 pieces are still here. The 10th piece is just the piece you added, and you will not have a chiyuv to make another bedika. The chachamim say though, we say no, all this $200 now is chulin. Why do we say it's chulin money, money that you could use? So Rashi says, hakoil chulin, shehamona notal. The first $100 that you put down, that was my sisheni you took away. The elu huvul achrechein. And these $200 now were brought later. And they considered like chulin, this money you could use without being paid on different money. So Rashi says now, v'gabi chometz nami, according to our shayla of chometz, the same halacha. Ha-she'ateh she'niach einem kan. The first 9 pieces that you left are not here anymore. V'tzorach livdoi kol abayis, and you have to check out our house. Hirashi, why? She'megoruhum chulde. Maybe the chulde take away, took those 9 pieces and dragged it throughout our house. For Esra Nimtois, now you find 10 pieces of bread. Ish Acher Heviim Kan. Maybe another person brought these new 10 pieces of bread here, but the original 9 pieces that you put away, it could be the Akfar took them throughout the house, therefore you would have to make a Bedika. So, Demar, what about Hiniach Yud? You put down 10 pieces of bread. Or Motzot Tisha, in the morning when you wake up, you only find 9 pieces of bread. What's the loch in such a case? Do we have to be afraid that maybe the mouse came and took away that one piece and look around for them? So Moses says, Hainu Sefer. This is the Sefer, the Tanya. Heniach Masayim. You first put down $200 worth of Moy's money from Maisa Sheni. Umotso Mona. And later in the morning of the next day when you looked, you only found $100. That's all you found. What's the halacha? Is we say mona mona munach or mona mutal divrei Rebbe. We say the original $200, so $100 you took away, and the other 100 is still here from before. Therefore, it's still ma'aseh sheni. That's what Rebbe holds. So according to Rebbe, so Drashi Hainu Sefer, the Rebbe diyama zeha nimsa zel echad min harishonim hochinami ein tzorach livdak v'lachzor elo ala pruso havuda. According to Rebbe, you only have to check now for one piece of bread. So we say originally you left 10 pieces. Now you only find 9. So we say only one is missing, and you have to search for that one. Mashenka and the Chavim say over here, the Chavim Aymrim, hakel chulin. The Chavim say, no, the whole thing is chulin. Why? Because we say, even though you left $200, so $200 got lost, or you took it away. And this $100 you have now is only Moyes chulin. So same thing here also, like Rashi says, L'rabbonin tzorach l'achzor l'achar kulam, shein kan echad min harishonim. According to the Chachamim, you have to check the house for all those 10 pieces of bread. Now you find 9 pieces, we'll say this is a new 9 pieces. Somebody else brought these 9 pieces of bread here. But the original 10 pieces the mouse took, and he dragged it along the whole house. Therefore you would have to check out the whole house until you find 10 pieces of bread. So tomorrow, what about the case on the days? What about the case? Niach b'zov yizu. You left your bag of matzah that you checked leil l'arbosa after the bdik.